This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Well, this week, the game manufacturer Hasbro is crowdsourcing a business decision of its own. On their Facebook page, they've invited people to vote which Monopoly token they should get rid of and which new one should take its place. Oh, who will be sent to jail? The top hat? The iron? No, not the Scotty dog. Well, whether we get a robot, a cat, a diamond ring, a guitar, or a helicopter, instead, it's the money lessons in Monopoly that matter to us. And that's where Philip Orbanes comes in. He's president of Winning Moves Games in Massachusetts, and he's the author of several books about Monopoly. His latest comes out in April. It's called Monopoly, Money, and You. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And it's really nice to be here, Barbara.
Now, I'm looking at research on the psychology of Monopoly tokens, which we've posted on marketplace.org.
Yeah.
And I see that the car is the most popular and the wheelbarrow is the least often picked.
Mm-hmm.
Could you read the tea leaves for us? What does that say about Monopoly players?
Monopoly players are, first of all, they're very passionate about their favorite token. I think the reason the race car is the most popular is because many people say that they perceive it as being the only token that could really get up and go. And they like the idea of zooming around the board in it.
I am thinking the subtitle to your book is How to Profit from the Game's Secrets of Success.
Yep.
And I know from playing Monopoly with my kids, I've noticed that the secrets that they learn are to buy everything, buy it fast, to be dirty, rotten, double-crossing negotiators, and to steal money just relentlessly from the bank. So what lessons for real-life money management can Monopoly teach us?
Well, if only those lessons worked in real life, but unfortunately what Monopoly does teach you, especially if you're competing, and I've had the pleasure over the last 30 years as the chief judge at U.S. and World Monopoly Championships, you know, a lot of players think the best thing to do in Monopoly is when dealing with your opponents is to really take advantage of them. I have found in Monopoly championships that the people who are most easy to get along with are the ones who bring about the best trades. And the reason is because psychologically, you don't really mind losing to a player that you admire, but you don't want to lose to somebody who gets you upset and who seems to be double-dealing you or being too aggressive. And the same is true in real life. Negotiation is something we do every day. We sort of sell ourselves. We have to make sure that we assert ourselves on our job or in any of the activities that we're involved in. And if you do that with, you know, a proper amount of care and concern, you build relationships. You don't tear them down.
Well, we should take advantage of your expertise as far as the game goes. What's your one key Monopoly tip?
One key Monopoly tip is very simple. Acquire the orange group and quickly build it to the three-house level.
Excellent. Now, before we go, I have to ask, which do you think will get tossed and which token will get voted in?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I do think that the wheelbarrow and all of its aficionados are going to be disappointed. And I say that because in the research that I've done for my new book, only 3% of current Monopoly players favor the wheelbarrow. I think going into the game will be the cat. And the reason I say that, too, is based on research. We found out in our puzzle business that there is four times as much demand for puzzles picturing cats than picturing dogs.
Phil, what's your favorite token?
I like the thimble, but it's for a technical reason. It's small, it's not easily noticed, and sometimes if I owe a rent, the player who should be collecting the rent from me will forget to do so. And in Monopoly, by the way, you don't have to pay a rent unless the player you owe it to asks for it. And there's a limited amount of time that player can ask for it.
Strategic choice.
It's very strategic. It's not because I really particularly like it for any other reason.
Phil Orbanes, he's president of Winning Moves Games. His new book is Monopoly, Money, and You. It's due out in April. And lovely talking with you. Thanks.
It was terrific, Barbara.
I always either chose the top hat or the iron. I don't think there's something about the top hat that's, I don't know, it's like kind of classic and makes you think of like old people in coattails. And the iron, I don't know, maybe because it's an old-fashioned iron, so it's kind of cool.
I choose the car because it seems to go the fastest.
I usually use the car just because I figure I can get around the board faster.
I would usually choose the wheelbarrow because I have the impression that I could cart money
I use the top hat because I feel like it's someone who owns a lot of money, and the top hat, I feel like it represents someone that is wealthy.
I would say I'd choose the thimble. It's what I remember, and it reminds me of my mom.
Oh, now I really hope they don't get rid of the thimble for her sake. And those were some of the Monopoly players in Los Angeles we talked to this week.